Is that sweet Spirit of the Lord that comes in when you're tired and worn and weary? It's that Spirit that lifts you up above the beggarly elements of the world. David prayed one time, "Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth." Oftentimes there's nothing in the world, absolutely nothing in the world, that can lift you up like the tender touch of Jesus Christ. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. And oftentimes it's the devil's business in our life to make us think we're failures. And there's not many of us in here tonight that at one time or another in our life have not felt pains of disappointment as a result of something that seemingly was not too successful. The devil would like to make us think we're failures. He'd like to make you think you're a failure. He'd like to make you forget those times of refreshing that you receive from time to time as you steal away in that altar of prayer or that room that you've set aside somewhere in your home. He'd like to make you think you're a failure. My wife mentioned it a little earlier, and I guess that's what caught my attention. Words that I've just spoken about the enemy trying to make us at times think we're a failure. Do you know, we need to understand that you can have failures in your life without being a failure. I said you can have failures in your life without being a failure. But it is the devil's business to pop right up on your shoulder. The first time you slip and the first time you fall, the first time you're scratching down in the depth of the valley and say there's no way to get up, there's no way to come back, because his business is to make us think we're a failure. You say, "Well, Brother Lumpkin, when is a man a failure?" I'll tell you when he's a failure. He's a failure when he stops trying. Brother Connell brought a marvelous message at ABI graduation on Sunday morning about repentance. You have to try to repent, Brother Connell. It just doesn't come without making an effort. You got to try. When is a man a failure? He's a failure when he won't try. Can I just talk to you tonight like I feel in my heart? Praise the Lord. I don't know just how this will turn out, but I'm feeling it in my soul tonight. How I thank God for the day that I drove through that little gate down there and experienced my first camp meeting. How I thank the Lord for the years that came afterwards, the wonderful Spirit of God that came into my life and led me and guided me down through some valleys and over some mountains. And all of it's been a blessed experience. Hallelujah. But there have been more times in my life than one that the devil's tried to make me think I was a failure. But I learned a long time ago that a man or a woman's not a failure till they quit trying. You know, you can look out into the world. You can look out into just people that have achieved things in the natural. And I remember many years ago, way before I knew anything about this truth, I read about a man that, by the name of Pete Gray, that was a baseball player. He was different than most baseball players, though, because he had lost part of one arm. But somehow or another, with the adverse circumstances against him, he developed his ability to the extent that he finally made the major leagues with one arm. Not many make it with two. But somehow, some way, he learned how to catch that ball in the outfield, flip it 6 inches or so in the air, and slip his hand up through the handle of the glove, catch the ball, and retrieve it to the infield all in one motion. He learned how to step up to the bat with one arm and bat a ball good enough to be in the major leagues. He had a contemporary by the name of Monty Stratton who got an arm, or rather a leg, blowed off over on Iwo Jima. Somehow, some way, that fella learned how to get up on the pitcher's mound and deliver a ball to the extent that he also went to the top of his profession in what he was doing. Simply by trying, simply by not giving up when all the odds were against him, simply by holding on and trying, trying, and trying. How many men, women could you pick out in history that have taken on the mountains, that have taken on the impossible? How many that have proven that every obstacle that they overcame was worthwhile in order for them not to be a failure? When they told Christopher Columbus that mutiny was on the rampant and the ships were going down, the children were sick, and an insurrection was about to happen, in spite of every one of those adverse circumstances, he walked to the bow of the boat, and he put his foot up there, and he pointed westward. He says, "There's a land over there flowing with milk and honey that I promised that queen I delivered to her." And so he said, "I only got one word to say, sail on, sail on, sail on." When is a man a failure? When he won't try. When he won't try. When he refuses to try. You can have failures without being a failure. But you're a failure when you quit trying. I don't know how many times Paul testified before royal blood. Felix, Festus, Eunice, Agrippa. Saw Demas forsake him. Saw Mark run out on him. Had a spat with Barnabas. Everything you can imagine to make a man quit trying. But somehow or another, he never could forget that Damascus Road experience. When the sun shined brighter than that of the noonday sun, and it put something in his heart that made him want to keep trying. You're a failure when you won't try. You're a failure when you won't try to pray, when you won't try to live for God, when you won't try to do the things that God wants you to do. And you know what, folks? I feel like I'm in the will of God standing here tonight, even though my voice is low and my message is simple. I feel like I'm talking to somebody that's teetering on the brink of what you think is failure. And you've wallowed in the pits and the valleys of despair simply because of past things that you've let pull you down and forget that your God is a merciful God of tender mercy and gentle care. A man's a failure when he won't try. I don't know anybody outside of Jesus Christ that ever made more effort. He preached the truth. He healed the sick. He opened blinded eyes. He raised the dead. Miracle upon miracle upon miracle. He did everything in the world to try to save a lost world. He set an example of trying. A man's a failure when he won't try. A woman's a failure when she won't try. When a circumstance or a situation comes your way, and you're still off into your isolated room all alone, and you pull the shades, around you. And you say, I'll just be here by myself. And I'll absorb my grief and my disappointment. I'll live with it. I'll forget all about a God that saved me and brought me out and put me on a highway of holiness. Listen, lady. Listen, mister. You're a failure when you won't try to break out of the cell of disappointment and disillusionment and live a life all alone without enjoying the joy of fellowship. Hallelujah. Secondly, a man's a failure when he quits trusting. When he quits trusting. He has showed the old man what is good. The old prophet creed says, what doth the Lord require of thee but that thou do justly and love mercy and walk humbly? Those attributes, those characteristics written across the fleshly tables of your heart will make you trust in Him that calls you out of darkness into the marvelous light of this truth. And a man is a failure when he won't trust Him. There comes a time in all of our lives when we do have to reach up to touch bottom. There comes a time in our experiences when we have no way of explaining our predicament, our circumstance. There's a way that we can't see, and problems that we don't understand, perplexities that we can't solve. And the devil would say, quit trusting Him. Don't trust Him anymore. Not only do we not want you to try, we don't want you to trust. Don't trust God. Trust in the world. Trust in the things that have always been what you're able to see. That's not God's way. A man's a failure when he won't trust Him. Hallelujah. And that can get down to any phase or facet of your life. From your prayers to your giving, your tithing, your worship. Loving God, everything about it. A man's a failure when he won't trust Him. And that's why Israel had to walk 38 long more years in the wilderness. They got to Kadesh Barnea and the report was there. The promise was there before the spies ever walked it out. But they came back with the report of, we're grasshoppers and they're giants and their city's a wall. And this problem that we've got is so big, we can't get over it, we can't get around it. And oftentimes you can put yourself in that same position of the spies that went out from Kadesh Barnea to look into the land that God had already given them. And they came back once again with their heads down on their shoulder. They came back with a negative report that turned them around and sent them back in a barren wilderness where the sky became their canopy and the stars became their chandeliers. And the rock became their pillow, and the old earth became their bed. And for 38 long more years, wandered around, leaving the place they were just about ready to go to, simply because they didn't trust. Man is a failure when he won't trust. You say, I don't trust Him, and that's the reason I'm not trying. Oh, friend of mine, if you'll trust Him, it'll bring you out of the cell block of isolation. It'll make you do the things you know you ought to do. And there's men and women in this tabernacle tonight, full of ability, full of the presence of God in their life. Know what it is to tiptoe down the Milky Way of heavenly places in God, but you have withdrawn yourself from what God wants you to be. And you are a failure, lady, and you are a failure, mister, if you won't trust Him.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I didn't come here to preach this tonight. And I don't guess I'm even preaching for that matter. But I'm telling you what, I'm talking to you out of my heart tonight, and I felt it when I stood behind this desk that this is what I was talking about. talk to some soul in this building tonight about. God doesn't get any glory out of any failures. Man's a failure when he won't trust him. A woman's a failure when you won't trust him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. So they wandered around. They wandered and wandered and wandered. I think building a church, building a campground, doing the work of God, every phase of it from now till Jesus comes, will be a pathway of trying and trusting. Hallelujah. You get to a place where you can't trust Him, you sure won't try to do anything. But as long as you try to do it, you'll trust in Him because you need Him. Because there's nobody here tonight, this district or any other district, that has the ability within their own selves to promote the work of God and make it the spiritual success and blessing it ought to be without the touch of God.
Amen.
You've got to have the touch of God in your heart. That's what we were chatting about a little bit today over in the room there. Brother Cornell mentioned it. Oh, God, give us the touch of God in our lives that'll make us reach out to do these things that you want us to do. But let us never forget who really does the job. It's your Spirit working within us and your approval through us. Oh, God, I'd hate to lose the approval of God in my life. And if you want to lose the approval of God on your life, then don't you try to do what you know you ought to do. And don't you trust in Him like you know you ought to trust in Him. And you radiate that Spirit that will run off of you into those who surround you. You'll find in your own family that Spirit will find a lodging place. Oh, God, help us to understand that a man is a failure when he won't try, and a man is a failure when he won't trust. And a man is a failure when he doesn't care. Hallelujah. Man's a failure when he doesn't care. I have looked more than once at that kind of remark that I've heard when somebody was trying to do something and the comment made, I don't care. Oh, friend, you do care. You better care. Hallelujah. Oh, God, eliminate that spirit from any church. Eliminate that spirit from any district. We need to care. We are a failure when we don't care. I remember one time over at S.G. Marsh getting up in the pulpit many, many years ago and announcing the sickness of a certain lady that was esteemed quite highly in the church, in the hospital, said, go see her. And I heard it the second Sunday, and I heard it the third Sunday, and I told my wife, I've got to go visit her. But the fourth Sunday, I was quite shocked when he stood up and announced that her funeral would be the next week. And I couldn't believe my ears. Was I actually hearing correctly? That dear sister, had she actually gone on to be with the Lord? I know that's a little simple illustration, but that's part of being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I felt terrible about the fact that I didn't get up there to see her. Oh, I know it's simple, but I'm a failure if I don't care! You are a failure if you don't care. And you cannot sit in your cell of isolation. And you cannot sit in your place of not trusting and say that you care or don't care. You, sir, have got to eliminate that, and I've got to eliminate that out of my heart. You've got to care. You've got to care. You've got to care about a building going up down here on the end of the campground. You've got to care about a brother perhaps that's in desperate need over here. You've got to care about the work of God. You've got to develop a spirit of Jonathan. You've got to have a kingdom-minded spirit in order to be a success in the kingdom of God. Man's a failure when he doesn't care. I don't care. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Man's a failure when he won't share. Man's a failure when he won't share. That rich young ruler couldn't share. That rich man that tore down his barns couldn't share. Man's a failure when he doesn't share. When he doesn't try. When he doesn't trust. When he doesn't care. When he doesn't share. Hallelujah. I know this is unusual tonight. I know it's just not quite like last night or the other nights. But I'm talking to you about being a success in the kingdom of God. And I'm talking about others that are failure. Man's a failure when he won't share. Would you just let me tell this for the glory of God? Not for any personal enhancement. Or try to draw any personal glory. God forbid. Because I know there's not a single one of you in here that wouldn't have done the same thing. But I do remember one time in particular many years ago when everything just wasn't as good as I'd have liked to have it. And I remember going to the church to pray because I was out of finance. And I was in a house that had a pantry that was bare. And I had a couple of children. And I had a wife. And I had responsibility. And I felt so alone. And I went over there to pray. Brother Will and I was kneeling up there in that old church, and all of a sudden somebody tapped me on the shoulder. And I looked around, and the man was standing there, and he said, "Mister," he said, "if it won't offend you, I'd like to give you this check." And he gave me a check, and that check was for $27. He said, "Oh, that's not much. I want you to know it looked like a million to me." And I went out and got that check cashed. And I went to church that night. And on my way to church, I saw an old boy coming across the street that I knew was a whole lot worse off than me. And I reached in my pocket and I got $5 of that money. And I shook hands with him and left $5 in his hand. I know that wasn't much, but it was something that was coming from my heart. And I got out of church that night, and going out the other door, I met another fella that was just the same condition as the other one. And I reached in my pocket and I pulled out another $5 and I shook hands with him and I left that $5 in his hand. Walking around the corner, it seemed like I was struck so forcibly with a need an old boy had. Just a simple need, but it was a need. He needed a pair of shoes. And I went early the next morning and got a pair of shoes and went down to that basement apartment where he lived and put them in his little apartment. I don't guess he knows to this day where them shoes come from. But I had $7 left. And I went to the store. And I took that old basket And I put the things in it I could afford. And I walked to the door to the cashier, and I checked out. And I walked out that door. And I no sooner got out that door than it seemed like there was just a ray of light that just shone so brightly down and just engulfed my whole body. And I just lifted my hands on that side wall. Say, Lord, that's so simple, and that's really nothing. And I know nothing. All I know is from that day to this, from that day to this, that old cupboard never has been bare. That old closet never has been empty. There's always been an abundance of blessings that has come my way. And God did that for me. God did that for me. And a man's a failure when he won't share. Well, if you're a failure when you won't do it, you sure must be pleasing to God when you do. So I'm trying to tell you tonight that there's a blessing of God that there's a fire in the presence of God, that there's a genuine hold on you can get if you can just follow a few little simple basic things in life of trying and trusting and caring and sharing and on you could go. But oh, friend of mine, if those can just be wrapped around your heart, I'll show you a happy family. I'll show you a happy man. I'll show you a happy woman. I'll show you a man that loves his church. I'll show you a family that loves a pastor. I'll show you a family that loves the campground. I'll show you a family that loves the work of God in general, because they're trying and they're trusting and they're caring and they're sharing. Then when they walk into a tabernacle like this and they've been doing that, oh, they can sing that song about the presence of the Lord. Let's sing it. Surely the presence of the Lord in this place I can feel His mighty power and His grace. Angel wings. Raise your hand to God and let's sing it. Closed and you're walking down that long, lonely road of what you think has been failure. Would you just remember that you can be a failure without being, can have a failure without being one? And if you're in this building tonight and you've been living an unhappy life, you really haven't been happy. You really haven't been what you know you really are. You've really been a failure, in a sense. But you're not a failure, remember, till you quit trying. You're not a failure, you quit trusting. You're not a failure till you quit caring. You're not a failure till you quit sharing. Hey, friend, listen. God loves you tonight. If He wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, filled you with the Holy Ghost, called you out of darkness into this truth. He didn't intend for you to hide away and not try and not trust and not care and not share. You know, if you're here tonight, you feel like maybe some of those things have been a stumbling block to you. And you know perhaps you haven't performed what you know God wanted you to. And the devil's tapped you on the shoulder and said, hide away. You're a failure. Call him a liar tonight. He is a liar. And the father of liars. Anybody out here that you feel that you've lost a lot of the blessings of God because of him making you think you're a failure. And as of this night, you're going to try and trust and care and share. Why don't you just stand up if you're here. Walk down to this altar and lift your hands to God. I'm not saying you're backslid. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about that joy of the Lord you don't have because the devil's tried to make you feel you're a failure. And oh, I know I'm talking to somebody. You can overcome it. You can overcome it. You can walk in his house and say, surely the presence. I just want you to remain standing when you come down here. If you're here and you feel that way, you'd like victory over that. Amen. Everybody's heads bowed. Everybody's not looking around. Praise God. Praise God. You'd like to turn.
I see the glory.
You're still out there. You're still there. You're still there. You need to be up here. You're still there. You're still there. Hallelujah. He still wants you to cry. He still wants you to trust. Still wants you to care.
Still
wants you to share because he loves you. Oh, he loves you. He loves you. He really loves you, mister. He really loves you, lady.
And if you really
care. Hallelujah.
I can feel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's here tonight, folks, around this altar. He knows everything about your heart. He knows what all there is, every need. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. You see every tear, Lord. You see every tear that's being shed around this altar. Oh, Lord, it's worth it. It's worth it. This meeting tonight's worth these folks that are here. This meeting is worth it. Saturday night camp meeting is worth somebody getting peace in their heart. Oh, Jesus.